This is Bird Note. A bottle, some sugar water, and something red. From Alaska to Patagonia, the familiar components of a hummingbird feeder. Most of us think of this as a fairly recent preoccupation, dating to around the same time as the first airplane. But its true lineage is much older. Late in the 17th century, the Attorney General of Colonial New England, Benjamin Bullivant, described a device he had created to feed ruby-throated hummingbirds. It was a small glass covered with paper on top, with holes just large enough to fit the bird's bill. Bullivant fed his visitors on a recipe heavy in honey. Others at the time concocted hummingbird brews from such unhealthy ingredients as dry white wine, cracker crumbs, and molasses. In those early days, only in the tropical colonies was cane sugar abundant and cheap enough to give to the birds. There, we're told, a popular party trick was for a young lady of the islands to hold a sugar cube between puckered lips, drawing the jewel-like birds to hover before her face and feed. We have a recipe for a healthy hummingbird brew on our website, birdnote.org. Check it out. I'm Mary McCann.